Good morning. When the soil organic matter applied to the soil organic matter mineralized to the ammonium and nitrification produced the nitrate and the denitrification produced the nitrogen gas. When the CN ratio of the soil organic matter is low, the deficiency occurs for the production of the humus and the microorganisms. In this case, ammonium in the soil is immobilized for the production. And furthermore, this deficiency may slow down the organic matter degradation. In this case, it is necessary to consider simultaneously the carbon and the nitrogen cycle in the soil. This is a basic structure of the nitrogen and carbon cycle model used in the lithium model. Upper part, blue line, is the carbon cycle consisting of the two soil organic pool, humus and carbon dioxide. And lower part is the nitrogen cycle. In order to further develop this program, such as root water uptake, root nutrient uptake, and gas diffusion in the air phase, we use the HP1 program to describe this cycling model. As you may know well, HP1 program separates non-reactive water flow, heat transport, solid transport, and chemical reactions, these chemical reactions. The advantage of this program is we can independently describe these reactions in hydrous environment. The objective of this study is implement the nitrogen and carbon cycling model with using FreeXi into the hydrous 1D implement this model in the HP1 environment and evaluate nitrogen transport and carbon dioxide diffusion as a result of the degradation of soil organic matter under non-isotherm transient water flow condition. I firstly briefly outlined the degradation model. Soil organic matter, result in the three components, biomass and humus and the carbon dioxide. Biomass is recycled in the soil organic matter and forming a complex soil organic matter. And our definition of the humus is the material which degrades slowly, at least in our calculation. The decay coefficient is two order magnitude slower than the organic matter. We use two more or less empirical coefficient, which is called efficiency factor, which is the remaining carbon in the soil, which is generally assumed 50%, which I will talk this later. Humification factor is the remaining humus in the organic matter, in the matter, which may depend on the organic matter. And we described all the degradation using the first order decay coefficient. Then the production of the biomass, humus, and the carbon dioxide can be also described with this degradation rate. Also, we can relate the degradation of organic nitrogen based on the according to the CN ratio. Then the biomass production, the biomass nitrogen, humus nitrogen also can find eventually related to the degradation of the organic carbon rate. The ammonium production rate depends on the supply of the nitrogen and the demand for the production. When the supply exceeds the demand, mineralization occurs. On the other hand, if the deficiency occurs, immobilization occurs. Generally, the CN ratio for the biomass and humus is around 10, and if the efficiency coefficient is 50%, immobilization occurs for the CN ratio above 20, which is generally that, you know, we generally use this value. It's not so bad, I think. Then we use the chain reaction for the nitrate transformation. See, then the production rate of the ammonium consists of nitrification production from these production term and also mineralization or immobilization this term. And carbon dioxide in the liquid phase can be calculated using the disequilibrium equation in the liquid phase and Henry's law. And next, I'd like to briefly also outline the HP1 calculation procedure. In the HP1, we define the chemical which is moved in the soil. We declare these components. Then, in the each time step, the hydras calculate water, heat, and the solute, sometimes gas, based on this equation. This is a general procedure. Then, each time step, the information such as the water content, temperature, and these component concentration goes to the FLIC-C. Each node, FLIC-C calculate this equation. Then the result go back to the hydras. Then actually there is an iteration to satisfy the mass balance. In some sense, this is very, very inefficient procedure. Very efficient, inefficient. Then today, the time is limited. Let me only show the one example, which actually I will give the same example in the poster. We assume infiltration into a dry loam and with daily temperature variation. We apply two soil organic matter. First one, the soybean meal, which has a very low CN ratio, 5.6. The other one is rice straw, which has a CN ratio 63. Then this is the result of the infiltration. Water content versus time. This is really, you know, this is a regular calculation. This is a temperature variation which I give. Then we determine the decay coefficient for the organic matter based on the incubation experiment. This is a soybean meal. And this is a rice straw. As can be seen from this figure, the decay is around 4 times greater than for soybean meal. This is the organic carbon concentration profile. Since the soybean degraded faster, then almost close to nothing around 6 days. But then the decay is faster at near surface because of the temperature effect. On the other hand, rice straw degraded slower than the soybean. Then it takes around 60 days. This is the organic nitrogen concentration. The concentration profile for soybean is similar to the organic carbon in case of the soybean meal. This nitrogen actually immobilized to the rice straw. That reason for the organic nitrogen increase for the first 6 days, this is the immobilization. Then later on, the organic nitrogen decrease. Then takes around 60 days. This is the CN ratio. The soybean increase to actually that close to the 10. Same as true for the rice straw, that the CN ratio eventually become close to 10 in both cases. This is a nitrogen transport. Left hand side is the ammonium. Actually, this is a total ammonium concentration, including adsorption phase. Then the, because of adsorption, ammonium move relatively slower. On the other hand, because we do not think the adsorption, the nitrate goes down quickly. 3 minutes. Okay. Then this is a result of the carbon dioxide. Actually, we face the problem, numerical problem. Then I use the relatively small diffusion coefficient, but you can see the carbon dioxide diffuse both directions to the upper part to the bottom. Then this is the total amount of nitrate in soil profile. See, the nitrate from the soybean, nitrogen from the soybean goes to rice straw, ammonium, humus, and nitrate. Up to the 40 days, the solute conserved, the calculation conserved very well. The total amount of nitrate is almost constant. See, this shows that result may be very, very accurate, although it's really time consuming. Then, I just want to point one example. Because of the numerical problem, I showed a slightly different example from the example. This is one application of soil organic matter. As mentioned, the efficiency factor is defined like this way. Then this is carbon dioxide surface flux as a function of time. This is 0.5. It is not surprisingly the carbon dioxide solid flux increase for smaller soil efficiency, the smaller efficiency factor. But this affects the ammonium and the nitrate transport. See, then the efficiency factor may depend on the probably microbiological metabolic process, which is generally difficult to determine. But this factor, this result indicates this is very sensitive factor which we may need to consider somehow experimentally. Finally, we also add the passive and active root nitrogen uptake as a sink term in the flexi part. I present this in this afternoon. Thank you.
I have a question for Nabul. Here we go.
How did you initialize your soil organic matter pool like a starter?
How do you initialize in the model the soil organic matter? Do you put this into Hydrus or into the Flixi?
In the Flixi. In the Flixi.
Yeah, but which value and how did you know that it was the correct value?
What do you mean? Are you
measuring soil organic matter in the...
This is hypothetical calculation. You know, we add certain amount of the carbon organic matter in the soil.
Yeah, but you have more than one SOM pool, so you need to distribute between the fast and the slow degradation of soil organic matter.
I cannot understand what you mean.
It really concerns the background mineralization and then the nitrate and ammonium concentration as well.
I think he's asking, do you have a biogeochemist working with you to figure out all the complex problems associated with the organic matter?
I'm sorry, I cannot understand.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nabuo.